regarding the laws, Birchas HaMazon, we were discussing yesterday, in the event that a person did not bench immediately after their meal, exactly how long time goes by that you can still bench. So the Mishnah Berura discusses this further, because we mentioned that anything less than 72 minutes from the time that you finished your meal, you certainly, according to all opinions, are allowed to bench. And beyond 6 hours, after 6 hours have gone by, certainly everyone holds you do not have to. And then the question mark is between the 72 minutes and the 6 hours. So the Mishnah Berura tells us, when do we say these rules? There's only she'achar she'gamar achilaso harishona, that after you finished your meal, hasiach daito melecha od, you have completely diverted your attention and made a decision that I'm not going to eat anything else. That's what your feeling was. However, let's say that, as we find very often, especially on Shabbos lunch, for example, that it's a lengthy suda. We find it when it comes to large meals, when there are many courses that are served. Shioshin kama v'kama sha'os, it's something which lasts for a long time, numerous hours. So maybe you started off your meal by eating some bread. So you washed, you ate some bread. But then you had a lot of different dishes throughout. So even though the bread that you ate many hours back has already digested, and therefore, based on the principle of Yechalta v'Savat, you would think you can no longer bench, but that's not the case. You're allowed to bench. Kivan, since to betoch meshach hazeh ochen parparos v'kisonin v'shosin, since you were eating all these different types of foods as well as involved in drinking during that time, hakol sud achas hi, this is all considered to be one meal, ukelo nit achel mazon harishon adam, it's as though the first part of your meal, the bread, if you will, has not yet digested. And therefore, the Mishnah Berura clearly says that in the event when it comes to eating bread, that one does not have to necessarily have to have had bread before within the span of, let's say, 72 minutes. So as long as you're eating a meal with other things as well, that it's not an issue, you could still bench afterwards. Now, in this, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us the question of, does this only apply to a meal which had bread in it? So he says as follows. He says, Devarav heter zeh hu rak besudas pas. Apparently, this is only the words of the Mishnah Berura, this heter, which allows you to bench, even though you have not really eaten any bread for hours, but since you are eating all this other food, it's all connected, that's only because you had bread. Kivan shebercha samas and poter es kol, kol masha ochen. As we know, that all you do is wash, and therefore, once you've washed, you don't have to make a bracha on the piece of chicken that you eat afterwards. We discuss wine, which is a separate thing. However, all the other foods that you eat is all connected to the original hamotzi that you made. And therefore, perhaps the only time that we have this leniency is in a situation where the seuda was with bread. However, avo b'ochel mini mizonos o mini peros, let's say your meal did not consist of bread, and therefore you made all these separate brachos, which are not necessarily connected to one another, and v'over shir ichol me'achil harishona, and the meal, the first part of your meal, has since digested. Lo nemer, we no longer say, kivan she'ochel od mishar haminim, since you ate other things, or you were drinking also, that's considered to be connected to your original eating. And therefore, again, what the Piskei Tshuvos is saying is that this heter of a lengthy meal is only when it comes to one who has washed and has eaten bread. However, not everyone agrees to this. It's brought down in the Prima Gadam. He says, by quoting the words of the Magen Avraham, says as follows, quote, Kol zman shein et stomacha noch, as long as your stomach is not at rest, so it's still in the process of digesting whatever it is digesting. The digestive process has not really begun because you're still in the process of eating. And therefore, he says, based on the words of the Magen Avraham, that it makes no nafkamina. It doesn't matter whether it's a meal with pas or a meal without pas, without having bread. That according to this opinion, just as long as you're still in the process of eating, even though much time has elapsed from the first time that you ate, nonetheless, it's all connected, and you could still say your bracha achrona. That's something which you would not be allowed to do according to the first opinion, but according to the Prima Gunnim, it is permissible. So the question is, what do we hold like? So he says, Lamaisa. We know when it comes to brachos, we have the principle of suffik brachos lahakel, which means that if we're not sure, should I say a bracha, should I not say a bracha, of course this is similar to the idea of being at the Rabbanon, with the exception of benching, which is deraisa, when we say, when you're in doubt, we do require to bench again, that we discussed before. But when it comes to brachos, we say suffik brachos lahakel. And therefore, because of this, since there's a dispute and there's a struggle among the poskim whether or not a person should bench, or to say the bracha achrona rather, in the event that you did not eat bread, but it's been a very long meal, so because of this idea of suffik brachos lahakel, since we are concerned about you saying a bracha in the case of a doubt, therefore one should refrain and not say a bracha. And therefore, just to recap, this halach is telling us that it's imperative that when a person finishes their meal, one should really bench immediately. And if a specific amount of time elapsed, you start getting into a suffix, not is it a meritorious thing to bench, but maybe halachically you're no longer allowed to bench because the pasuk says not only that you ate, but it has to be that the time of the benching is v'achal tevisavat, you have to be satisfied, and if you're no longer satiated from the food that you ate, then you can no longer bench.